the rest of the story. William and James were brothers-in-law. William was married to Olivia Norris within months of James's marriage to Olivia's sister Elizabeth Ann. It was only after William and James became brothers-in-law that the two realized neither of them should have been here in the first place. That is, they'd come to live in Cincinnati not by design, but because of an unanticipated, remarkably similar occurrence. It was a warm summer evening that the two young men, relaxing after supper on their father-in-law's front porch, related to each other the rest of the story. James had come to America first. Hard times drove his parents from Ireland in 1819. They brought their teenage son with them, intending to settle in Illinois. They boarded a flatboat on the Ohio River. During the trip, 16-year-old James became violently, mysteriously ill, so ill that his folks took him off the boat at Cincinnati and went searching for a doctor. The doctor they found prescribed complete rest and quiet. The trip to Illinois must be postponed. And yet, by the time James recuperated, his mother and father had grown to like Cincinnati enough to make it their new home. So James grew up to make and sell soap. William, on the other hand, was a grown man when he came to the United States, but the hard times that drove him from his native London were personal ones. He had saved all of his young life to open a woolen goods shop of his own. He was in business only one day, for in the middle of the following night, thieves stole everything on the premises. Suddenly, deep in debt, William convinced his creditors that the only way he could pay them back would be to take advantage of the abundant opportunities of the New World. And shortly thereafter, he and his first wife, Martha, left England, came to America. And then they boarded a flatboat on the Ohio River. Their intended destination was Kentucky. But when Martha was stricken with cholera during the trip, William bundled her in his arms and got off the boat at Cincinnati. There was nothing the doctors could do. After lingering a few miserable days, Martha died. William, grieving and alone, lost all of his ambition. He would remain in Cincinnati, take whatever work came his way. He settled for selling candles from a rented shop downtown. Even after the lovely Olivia Norris, whom he met at church, restored his interest in life, William continued making and selling candles. Well, now, William's and James's father-in-law, Alexander Norris, had begun eavesdropping on this front porch conversation. Finally, he decided to butt in. "You, William, you make candles," the old man observed. "You, James, you make soap. You both purchase and use the same raw ingredients. Why don't you two become partners?" And they did. They became partners who were to succeed, as have few in the history of American enterprise. Their alliance was a destiny, admirers called it, without ever knowing what you now know, that once upon a river called the Ohio, two flatboat voyagers never got to where they were going. They made emergency stops in Cincinnati instead and stayed. And thus did the Cincinnati detour become an unexpected and profitable destination for two young men merged by marriage and by a mutual need for tallow. William Proctor and James Gamble. Proctor and Gamble. And now you know the rest of the story.